Thank you. didn't see no one I'm after.
Greetings, netizens. Join us every Tuesday evening from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific for Bitcoover FM, featuring the best in chiptune, video game soundtracks, synthesized music, history of electronic instruments, and more, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. We'll see you in the virtual plaza, and remember to synthesize with nostalgia.
Live from the basement of the sub high atop Burnaby Mountain, this is home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM. And CJSF 90.1 FM. Oh, yeah, in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Welcome back. It is episode 113. It's show favorites. It's show favorites tonight. In that set, what the heck? Started with Manda World. I think she's from Toronto. Then Chris and Tavi with Cat's Eye Nebula. Then it was two from Golden Age of Wrestling. 16mm Dream Sequence, I think. That was from not Scorpion Deathlock. Crossface Chicken Wing. And then the other one was from the original Golden Age of Wrestling album that is escaping my name. The name's escaping me. Colleen, after that, Holding Horses from A Flame My Love Frequency, I think. No, that's from... I gotta stop trying to name albums. Starting right now, no more albums. Spirit of the Beehive after that. I know what album that was from. And then Women. Did I mention Steve Bates? Yeah. I mean, it seemed like that was a long set. I mean, it was the quiet part and with the longer ambient songs that happened just there. So welcome back to the program. Weather's still nice. The weather has not changed. It's going to be more zonal for a bit, so there's going to be more chances for precipitation. I think the winds are going to continue. So it's not going to be like perfect summer weather yet, but this isn't really the time for it. But fortunately, yeah, our reservoirs are good. Everything's back to normal, after a really, not a very good snowpack this year. Live traffic in and around Vancouver. Let me check live traffic right now. If you are on the roads, of course, this is June 7th, 2024. It is nice and quiet out there right now at 6:07 p.m. and 30 seconds. 6:57. What the heck? I'm busy doing homework here. The Oak southbound, getting to the Oak Street Bridge. Busy downtown. Otherwise, it looks pretty good. Pretty quiet out there. Lots going on. There's that messy thing with him not coming to Vancouver. There is a lawsuit, like a pretty basic class action against the Whitecaps right now, which seems pretty acceptable. They used Messi on all their promotional materials for this season. I mean, people bought memberships with Messi's, thinking Messi was going to show up. And I think this is the really important thing that I need to understand, because I don't know. Did they in fact raise ticket prices for the game? Like, did they charge a premium themselves before the tickets went to the aftermarket? Because I know they were quite expensive in the aftermarket. But that's like buyer beware. But in terms of the product that the original buyers purchased from the Whitecaps, what they were given was not what they were promised. And they should people should definitely be refunded the difference between a regular, the cost of a normal regular season game versus the premium they may have paid on it, if that is even the fact. But I mean, I don't know. It's just a weird situation. But yeah, I think that might be the case where they charge too much. So if that's the case, they should pay the difference. And if people didn't show up, they should get their money back. And that's pretty simple. Calgary, my goodness. They have a huge feeder main break. I don't know if anybody's been reading about that. That's a really bad situation they're in right now. I think we may see some more Alberta plates than usual. And that's fair enough. Like, if we have running water, if you want to come here. Basically, the northwest of the city is under a boil water advisory, and the rest of the city is being asked to ration their water. And they they might run out of water because it's the feeder main. Like, it's 2 meters in diameter. It's huge. It's going to take a long time to fix. Like, I think they've finally gotten to find out where the damage is. I saw the stupidest thing in this article. This is the dumbest thing I've ever read in my life. Like, I know I've said that a million times probably.